When Rasil Basu read about the thousands of suicide deaths in Punjab, she decided to investigate.
Punjab has been the breadbasket of India. That's where wheat was abundant and food was abundant. And you always saw pictures of prosperous farmers, you know. So this came as a real eye-opener.
She discovered the Green Revolution, the movement to modernize farming in the region, had instead driven farmers to desperation. Yes, it had given them higher crop yields, but also higher production costs as they went into debt buying the necessary machinery, fertilizers, and pesticides.
The banks wouldn't lend them money because they didn't have enough collateral, so they resorted to money lenders, who charged exorbitant rates of interest.
As high as 60% in some cases. The resulting debt led many farmers to kill themselves. Now Basu and filmmaker Anwar Jamal have told the stories of the surviving wives and children in the hour-long documentary Harvest of Grief. The film brought back sad memories for Karen Heidman of Sioux City. Her husband, Daniel Cutler, committed suicide during the farm crisis of the 1980s.
He was actually an attorney in Sioux City, but he wanted to trade that profession for one he had always dreamed of, and that was being a farmer.
But the dream turned to nightmare when commodity prices nosedived.
He took out a farm loan to purchase the farm with a high interest rate, and then the high production costs and the falling commodity prices afterwards made it impossible to repay the loans or even service the debt.
Like the widows of Punjab, Heidman was saddled with debt following her husband's death. But unlike the women in India, she had a job, life insurance, and a network of support. She'll share her experience during a panel discussion following the screening of Harvest of Grief at the Fleur Theaters in Des Moines tomorrow night at 7. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.